Well, welcome back to the Coach Paul Thomas Show. This is Jay Narr along with Coach Paul Thomas. And it looks like we have a cooler football scenario happening here coming tomorrow night. I guess that's what happened during fall season. It changes from the summer to winter all of a sudden, I think, sometimes. But interesting. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But kind of looking at what we'll talk about here in just a moment is, of course, review the game, the Becca Stick game versus North Platte. And then, of course, we'll take a look at the next opponent and the Penny Hornets coming into town here tomorrow night. Well, Coach, last week, North Platte in the Tobacco Stick game, of course, looking at the final there, 44-26, and a typical rivalry game, I think, in many aspects. Coach, what's your thoughts about how the game went last Friday?
Well, like I told the kids on Monday, we had 72 offensive snaps, and they had 33. We had the ball for 36 minutes and they had it for 12. Yep. And they scored, 44 points and we scored 26 and we kind of shot ourselves in the foot in the first half, controlling the football up and down the field and then not scoring. And then when they get the ball, they score real fast, and that's what they did pretty much the whole game. And, it just comes down to blocking and tackling. And I thought in the second half, we did a much better job of blocking. And then, not shooting ourselves in the foot. And then, we still didn't really tackle the way we need to be tackling. And, that's the bottom line of the game, but we did outscore them in the second half, 26-22. And, if we score in the first half, it's a different ball game.
Yeah. That's what I kind of looked at to just reviewing the film here a little bit. The second half, I thought the Blue Jays came out strong. And like you mentioned, if we play them by halves, who won the first half, who won the second half, definitely I would think West Platte would be the winner in the second half. But that's not how they count these things. But I tell you, and that's what we've noticed in the press box as well is, the Blue Jays were able to move the ball, I think, fairly well. It was just mistakes in the big plays. And your statistics you gave us about the about the time of possession and how many plays, that really brings it to light. It's just one of these things when you're dealing with a young team. Isn't that right, Coach?
Yeah, it really is, But I also told our kids on Monday, as you get into the season, those sophomores have played 6 varsity football games now. And, a couple of them played more than that. And, I consider them to be juniors now. And, the juniors, have played 6 varsity football games this year and lots more last year. They're seniors, and those seniors, they're just not seniors anymore. So, we got to quit kind of talking about the youngness and let's go play the game and get after it the way we know we're capable of doing.
Yeah, Coach, and kind of looking at coming up to this game next week, it's going to be a different opponent, obviously, in this in Hamilton out of the Penny team out of Hamilton. And you're also going to have a different environment too, one that I kind of like playing in when I was a young man. But we're going to go from summer to winter here, and I'm sure some clothing adjustments will need to be made. But I'm sure the team is looking at this as an opportunity playing this Hornet team.
Yes, most definitely. It'll definitely be a clothing and tire change for me. I'll guarantee you that. Yeah. I get cold on the sidelines, so. But for our kids, it'll be perfect football weather, 48, 50 degrees, and, they ought to be ready to go, and, it should be an exciting game. Penny's a good football team. They're 3-3, and, it's another district opponent, and like I told our kids, we need to get a district win and a conference win, and, that's just the way it needs to be, but, they're a good, they run the football. They've got the conference track champion at tailback, he's a fast kid, Morrow kid, and he's really fast. And then their quarterback's back from last year, and he's a really good athlete also. And then they've got number 13. I don't know his name or anything, but he looks like a basketball type out of wide receiver. And, then they're just typical Penny on defense. They run to the football and pretty physical. They run a 4-3 and just pretty physical. So, it's typically what you see with a Penny team. And, I played them at Marceline, and I know what they're about, and just look like a typical Penny theme. They lock and tackle and play fundamentally sound.
Well, certainly in playing an opponent like that, I'm sure it's been encouraged how the fundamentals as far as ball security and those things are with your team as well. I mean, as you mentioned, it's certainly going to be a better environment for the player as compared to the spectator. There's no question about that. But certainly the fundamentals really come into the play more, I think, toward the end of the season.
Most definitely, you know. And, you know, we've been definitely working on that all year long. And, you know, we'll try to hold on the ball tomorrow night and, you know, try to get it away from them. That'll be the big key. And, you know, the turnovers always are.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break as we get ready to talk about, the conference standings as well as district. And it might be a surprise or two. Stay tuned for that. We'll be right back right after this break. The Shane Bartee Law Offices, located in downtown Weston, Missouri, is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's to your best interest to turn to the Shane Bartee Law Offices, located at 421 Main Street, Weston, Missouri, or give them a call for an appointment at 816-386-4025. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at BigBuckSupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Reese Nichols Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Well, welcome back to the Coach Paul Thomas Show. We'll review the conference standings as well as the district standings and get an opinion to our coach or some analysis as well. And well, I tell you what, Lathrop Lawson was a showdown, but Lathrop just went in there and just, used their very good running game and the athletes they have all over the place for that team, and they really did a number on Lawson last week. Lathrop on top of the conference, 4-0. Lawson, Mid-Buchanan are at 3-1. Penny's played three conference games. They're 2-1. East Buchanan comes in at 2-2. Plattsburgh, North Platte at 1-3, and West Platte at 0-4. And Coach breaking his conference down. I mean, Lathrop, they're definitely in the driver's seat right now.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, and that's kind of the way we all kind of thought that way, at the beginning of the year, too. And, you know, Mid-Buck and Lawson, you know, I thought those two guys would be finding out for second place, you know. So, you know, I thought we at this time would have a win or two at conference, and we just haven't got it yet. So we're looking forward to the next 3 weeks.
Well, certainly some opportunities coming there. And speaking of opportunities, we'll just kind of go to the district standings here. Mid-Buchanan, this is Class 1 District 7, if you're keeping track. Mid-Buchanan at 5-1. They've got 44.67 points. They're playing Plattsburgh this next weekend. And, of course, Plattsburgh, that ought to be a great matchup as Mid-Buchanan-Plattsburgh play. Plattsburgh 3-3, 35.83 in points on the board for them, and they're number two. Number three in the district is East Buchanan. They're 3-3 with 33.52 points. Their next game is against Lawson, who's coming off a tough loss last week versus Lathrop. Penny and West Platte, of course, we all know about that one. Penny and West Platte, that's an interesting one because at Penny's in fourth place. West Platte is in fifth place in the district, and that even puts more of an interesting spin on this game tomorrow night. Maysville at 1-5 in sixth place, North Platte at 1-5 in seventh place, and Polo at 0-6 in eighth place. And Coach, certainly we've got a list of teams in a row that we're playing, and we've got some opportunity here to make some noise in the district here.
Yeah, we really do, and that's a good thing about playing your district opponents. So, that's what I told the kids, tomorrow night, another district opponent, another chance to move up in the district standings. And, we want to have a game at the end of the year at home, and, that's the goal.
Just kind of breaking it down, just kind of looking, North Platte's playing Lathrop at there. Of course, that's a Class 2 team. There's some scenarios like that that's kind of coming to fruition this week. But most overall, we're going to be Class 1 versus Class 1. And, Coach, the teams that's been on the schedule, and that's something I think we can talk about, West Platte playing Lone Jack early in the season definitely helps, not only for the victory, but it's against a higher class opponent. And certainly, you just got to keep battling. And if you keep battling, good things will happen for you.
Most definitely, and that's a good thing. We're playing three Class 2, teams, and everybody else is just playing two. So, that helps us in a big way. So that's a big victory for us. And, we need to keep battling and good things will happen.
All right. Well, Coach, bundle up tomorrow night, and we look forward to the game West Platte versus Penny there at Rudolph Eskridge Stadium, Joe Collison Field. Coach, thanks once again for joining us, and good luck tomorrow night.
No, I appreciate it, and you won't have to worry about the cold. The press box is pretty warm up there.
No, we'll keep the hot chocolate going, I think.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you, Coach. Bye now.